Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me. And now it's your chance to join us as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. You can call us at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. The Harris Challenge is the most fun you can have with your radio on. It's trivia questions about what's been in the news this week, and sometimes it goes back a little more than just a week. But if you want to take a shot at it, you can call us now and play for some valuable prizes. I'm not in charge of the prizes. For the prizes, we turn to this guy.
Right, Paul, we have 12 free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and then one in Cottleville. Also, your chance to win a Peroni's Pizza Ria gift card. They have three locations.
A what gift card? A pizza Peroni gift card.
Pizza Ria?
What did I say? A Ria gift card.
You kind of separated pizza and Ria.
Did I?
It's a pizza Ria gift card.
Yeah, a pizza and a Ria Perlman gift card. Peroni's Pizza Ria gift card. They have three locations, one in Florissant and O'Fallon at M&P, and then in St. Peter's at 70 and 79.
You know the story of how actor Jay Thomas got kicked off of the TV show Cheers?
No.
He played, Rhea Perlman played Carla, the waitress on there.
Yes.
And he played Eddie LeBeck, the hockey player.
Yeah.
Who fell for her, and I think they got married on the show, and so he was a recurring character. Mm-hmm. While the show was on the air, during its run, he was doing an interview with somebody, and they asked him, so what don't you like about it? He said, well, how would you like to have to go to work and kiss Rhea Perlman?
Oh. Her being one of the stars of the show, I'm sure.
That did not go very well for Jay. I think it was a live radio show in Los Angeles, too. Just stupid.
Oh, that was bad.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Have a nice severance check.
And right now, we do not have any Werenberg passes at this moment.
Okay, so but we do have a bonus prize that you can get if you get all the questions right for the clean sweep.
Yes, we do. We have a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. You can go to candici's.net.
All right, so those are the prizes for the Harris Challenge today. And to get things rolling, here's our first contestant. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for taking the 5 seconds to exploit the airwaves for your own personal gain in what we call your 5-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead.
Oh, not much. Just TGIF and Let's Go Blues.
All right, opening up the semi-random category computer. Inside are the questions and categories led, of course, by our most topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Or you can have our category about Prince that's called He Wasn't a Symbol. Or you can have category 3, By the Numbers.
Wow. I think I'll take By the Numbers.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Sherry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country was hit with an earthquake this week that killed more than 580 people?
Pass.
Which major league team is paying Clayton Kershaw $33 million this year, the most in baseball?
Oh, no, pass.
Missouri is one of only 4 states that execute prisoners by lethal injection. Name one of the other 3.
Texas.
Correct. Georgia and Alabama as well. According to Apple, how many times a day does the average iPhone owner unlock their phone? 35 times, 80 times, or 210 times?
So it's 80.
80 is right. The U.S. produces about 1 billion pounds of cheese a month. What cheese is the most produced? Is it mozzarella, American cheese, or cream cheese?
American.
Mozzarella is first, then cheddar, then American. Back to the country that was hit by an earthquake this week.
I don't know.
Or the team that Clayton Kershaw pitches for. He is with the Dodgers. I'm going to give that one to you. And Ecuador is the country that got hit. The death toll there now approaching 600 people. Sherry, you got the 2, you got the 3, you got the 4. 9 points. It's a nice sunny day. I'm being generous. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I was so worried there. I was thinking I was going to get punished there for a while.
No, I let you slip by.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something?
Just to say, have fun to all the kids that are going to be playing softball and baseball this weekend.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? He wasn't a symbol. Or our new third category, Aliens on Earth Day.
Give me the pay attention.
Okay. 60 seconds.
I was.
60 seconds on the clock, Jerry. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who's going to be the new face on the front of the $20 bill, moving Andrew Jackson to the back?
Harriet Tubman.
Correct. What did Pennsylvania become the 24th state to legalize this week?
Marijuana.
Be more specific.
Medical marijuana.
Correct. Which two founders of an ice cream company were among 300 people arrested at a protest at the U.S. Capitol on Monday?
Ben and Jerry.
Correct. What has Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, whose approval ratings have plummeted because of a crisis in his state, sworn to do every day for 30 days?
Drink water.
Be more specific.
Drink water from Flint, Michigan.
Correct. Federal agents seized a ton of cocaine and 7 tons of marijuana smuggled through a half-mile tunnel this week. It's the longest tunnel ever discovered between Mexico and what U.S. state?
New Mexico.
California. Oh, Jerry, almost got the clean sweep, but you did get 10 points, so you're a winner. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I'll bring in contestant number 3. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something.
Just hoping for a beautiful weekend to get a lot of yard work done.
All right. Which category would you like? We have He Wasn't a Symbol, Aliens on Earth Day, or No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
No, Really, Have You Been Paying Attention?
All right, Scott, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. For which team did Jake Arrieta throw the first no-hitter of the season last night?
Cubs.
Correct. What is the subject of an international agreement reached in Paris in December and signed today by officials from 170 countries in New York? You can pass.
Anti-ISIS.
No, it's climate change. Which auto company has agreed to fix or buy back nearly a 500,000 diesel cars in the U.S. that are equipped with illegal emissions software?
Volkswagen
is right. On what TV sitcom did Doris Roberts, who died this week at 90, play Marie Barone?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Correct. Which inanimate object opened a Twitter account this week? President Obama's podium, Donald Trump's hair, or the Olympic torch?
Let's go with Donald Trump's hair.
Nope. It's the Olympic torch. Let's see how you did here, Scott. You got the 4, you got the 3, you got 1 for the Cubs, and you squeaked by with 8 points for the win.
Yeah.
Stand by. Dan will get your information, and I'll say hello to our 4th contestant today. That's you, Jim. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Want to say hello to somebody?
Yeah. Hello to my wife, Andrea, and my boys, Zach and Alex.
All right. 2 categories left. He Wasn't a Symbol or Aliens on Earth Day.
Let's go with the aliens.
Okay, because today is Earth Day. 60 seconds on the clock. Jim, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Spielberg movie did Richard Dreyfuss go to Devil's Tower in Wyoming to be taken into space by aliens?
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Correct. What 1996 movie about aliens attacking Earth starred Will Smith as a pilot and Bill Pullman as the president?
Independence Day.
Correct. Who starred in the 2005 movie version of H.G. Wells' story, War of the Worlds?
Tom Cruise.
Correct. What 1997 movie starred Will Smith as Jay and Tommy Lee Jones as Kay?
Men in Black.
Correct. For the clean sweep, who starred in the 2008 remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still?
Keanu Reeves.
It was Michael Rennie in the original and Keanu Reeves in the sequel. That's a clean sweep, and you've got the Candice's gift certificate, Jim. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get it, and I will meet our final contestant today. That's you, Tom.
I think you mean Chris. Do I get points for that?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chris.
That's all right.
I apologize. My name's
a symbol, too. It's not really anything. It's just a symbol.
Well, that's what our category is for you today. Before we do that, would you like to say hello to anything or anyone or plug anything?
I already said what I wanted to say.
All right. All right, Chris. 60 seconds on the clock. Your category is he wasn't a symbol. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state did Prince call home?
Minnesota.
Correct. You know his first name, but what's Prince's last name?
Nelson.
Correct. According to Billboard, what was Prince's biggest hit song? Raspberry Beret, When Doves Cry, or Kiss? When Doves Cry. Which of these was not the name of one of Prince's female companions? Aphrodite, Apollonia, or Vanity?
Aphrodite.
Correct. On CNN last night, Wolf Blitzer got the name of Prince's song Purple Rain wrong, instead invoking the name of what Jimi Hendrix song?
Purple Haze.
Purple Haze. Let's go to, for verification, let's go to Wolf Blitzer and see if that's the correct answer.
He's been so active over all of these years, writing music, performing soundtracks for major motion pictures. All of us, of course, remember Purple Haze and what that did.
Yes, we all remember
the world of music.
Prince's classic Purple Haze. Wolf, you idiot. Chris, you got everything right, but When Doves Cry, a total of 12 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lots of winners today. No one, not one person gets punished today. We haven't had that in quite a while. Maybe it'll happen again next week. We play it every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app. And you can catch up with previous Harris Challenges in the archives on my website, harrisonline.com.